Madam Chair, distinguished delegates, Minority Rights Group International stresses that challenges minorities face securing citizenship are not simply unintended consequences of weak legal or administrative mechanisms. Rather, they are often linked to long-standing structural as well as direct and indirect discrimination. We would like to draw particular attention to the emerging situation in Assam in India, where over 4 million people could be at risk of statelessness after being left off the National Register of Citizens, or NRC draft list, in July 2018. Framed as an overdue enumeration exercise to address Assam's so-called foreigner problem, NRC policies and procedures have built on and exacerbated existing discrimination along religious and ethnic lines. Civil society reports disproportionate numbers of Bengali Hindus and Muslims amongst the excluded. Minority women are especially affected. They often lack documentation aligning with the NRC's restrictive parameters or are subject to arbitrariness from those administering this process who lack capacity, harbor discriminatory attitudes, or both. Assam's most excluded, therefore, are vulnerable to detention, deportation, and destitution today. This reflects the mutually constitutive relationship between statelessness and discrimination, which has had a devastating impact on minorities, ranging from the most extreme case of the Rohingya, the case of Dominico Haitians, to the increasing disenfranchisement of Marigoli in Uganda. MRG welcomes recommendations 58 and 61 of the report of the Special Rapporteur on minority issues. However, we emphasize that to ensure measures introduced effectively address minority statelessness and do not further exclusion, alongside issues of access, they must simultaneously deal with longstanding discriminatory attitudes and practices by state and non-state actors. Crucially, such efforts should be proactive and not wait until a crisis such as that in Assam develops. Thank you.